This is Sid Roth, host of the Messianic Vision radio broadcast. In recent years, there seems to be an increase of people dying with medical verification, going to heaven, and being brought back to life to report about it. The amazing thing is the similarity of experiences. Jeanette Mitchell died on the operating table and had a 9-hour visitation in heaven. Listen to her experience.
In 2 months and 11 days, in 1977, my best friend died. I found out I had glaucoma, which I don't have now, because the Lord healed me. I broke my back. The dog got stolen. And my daughter, Annette, died.
How did you break your back?
I slipped on a floor.
And was it a type of situation where it was easily remedied, or was it perhaps you'd have problems the rest of your life? From what did the doctors tell you when they looked at you?
I had an 8-centimeter separation at L5 and a 1-centimeter separation at S1.
Well, I'm not a doctor, so you got to tell me what that means.
Well, that's my lumbar and sacral part of my back, and they fused it together so it doesn't...
Through surgery?
Yes, they did.
Okay, and did they say they felt it would work out just fine, or was there a risk that you might be disabled the rest of your life? Did they tell you ahead of time? Before
they said I might not walk, but they said after the operation, they said it was, they had no idea that the L5 vertebrae was so loose it literally flipped, and it was a miracle I wasn't paralyzed before the surgery.
Now, on your daughter, what happened with her?
She was hit by a truck on Coldstream Road in West Virginia.
And killed by this truck.
Mm-hmm.
And out of curiosity, did you, being such a godly woman, I'm just curious, did you have any premonition that your daughter might die?
Well, we had planned for her to have a party at a hotel, but we just got a check in our spirit not to go forward with it. And my daughter, she just loved the Lord so much.
You showed me a picture of her with just the presence of the Lord over her face with her smile. She looked like she loved the Lord. When she died, did you, you being a Christian, your husband being a Christian, did you pray for all you were worth, so to speak, that she would live?
Yes, and a lot of other people were praying, and they would visit the hospital and lay hands on her.
Well, why do you think she died then?
Well, because she had a choice and she wanted to stay. And one of the people who came to minister said that she's in heaven right now, which I knew she was, and that she has a choice of to stay or come back.
Not to get ahead of our story, can you understand why she wanted to stay?
Oh, yes.
But at that time, I imagine it was kind of tough. You didn't want her to stay, did you?
Well, not being it, it's my only child, and of course I love her, and I didn't want her to be away from me, but, you know, I know that she has a free will, and I know she loved God, and I absolutely know where she is.
What effect did it have on her daddy?
It just devastated him. He pounded on the wall of the hospital, and it just vibrated. And he cried, and he just got angry and withdrew from God because he didn't want to let her go.
And then when they were going to do surgery on you, tell me about the surgery on your back.
Well, the operation took longer, and instead of monitoring it, they gave me more medication. And I had stopped breathing over and over again in the recovery room. So I was in surgery for 4 hours.
Why did they stop monitoring?
They just gave me more anesthetic instead of just waiting to see if I'd wake up, because the operation's very bloody and they don't want you to move.
And so tell me what happened.
Well, I stopped breathing over and over again, and I went into the presence of the Lord.
Do you remember what happened when you went in the presence of the Lord?
Well, it doesn't hurt to die. It's just whatever caused you to die. If you live again, it hurts to live. And I saw that, well, the first thing is you're in heaven like in the blink of an eye. I saw the Lord. I saw the gates.
Wait a second. Before you continue, did the doctors state that you died?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And it says in Scripture, to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. So that sounds consistent to me, scripturally.
That was wonderful.
So all right. Very first thing you saw when you were absent from the body. Tell me. First thing that you can remember seeing.
Well, the lights of heaven, which is the Messiah. And I saw him.
How did he look?
Well, I don't know, there's peace and there's such a bright, bright light that if you were looking at him in your flesh, you couldn't stand to even look at him because it's just so glorious. But, you know, just I don't know, maybe 5'10" or 6 feet. I don't really know, you know, height that much. But
what color hair?
Sort of brownish, dark.
And just, I'd say if you had to give a description of him, you'd probably just talk about his love. Did you see his love in his face, in his eyes? Or?
His love permeates his whole being. I mean, that's the thing. It's just the love and the peace and the glory of God. The glory of God is all around, and his love and his peace just engulf you. And even when I had to come back, I didn't want to leave because of the love and peace. I mean, I agreed to come back, but you just don't want to leave because...
So you really relate to your daughter wanting to stay?
Oh, sure.
Okay, you saw the Messiah. What else did you see when you got up there?
Well, the gates are 12 gigantic pearls, and they're the streets are solid gold. God's not cheap. They're not paved with gold, as that old hymn I once heard said. They're solid gold. And the walls, they're precious stones, and they're so bright. I mean, it's just vibrant, vibrant colors. I mean, it's just, it's glorious, and the music is just worship and adoration. It's just the most wonderful place to be.
Did you see your daughter?
Yes.
You did? Was that right away or after a while?
After a little while.
Oh, I guess you got to tell me about that. Tell me about the reunion.
We were in a garden. And in the garden, it was really beautiful. I mean, the grass was real green and lush, and the flowers were really, really bright. And on the far side, there were grape arbors, and on the other side, apple trees, and someone picked an apple at the far side, and it just grew right back. And everybody was whole. You know, you just didn't see anybody that wasn't totally together. You know, in heaven, there was no missing parts or anything. I mean, it was just glorious. And my daughter was wonderful. I mean, it was just great to be there.
What did your daughter say to you when you saw her?
Well, we just mainly talked about, you know, loving each other and things, and she was so happy. And it's just...
Was she happy to see you?
Yes. Yes, and it was definitely a mutual feeling. But there's such a higher level of living there. I mean, you don't just die and float on a cloud. I mean, you're an integral part of everything that God is doing in this earth and in this whole universe. And everybody has things to do.
Do you know what your daughter had to do?
No, I don't.
And
I don't remember, but...
How about your grandparents?
Well, I didn't see them in the same place, but they were in heaven. But I saw them, and I saw my great-grandma, and I saw other relatives, too. Not a lot of them, because God told me before a lot of them didn't make heaven, which wasn't very nice, but...
Out of curiosity, did you think some of them had made heaven that had not?
Yes, but I didn't really know until I got there.
Tell me some more of your experiences in heaven.
Well, it was just beautiful. You could walk around... it was, I don't know, the music just engulfed you, and the glory of God, I mean, just the presence.
When you say the music, was there like an orchestra, or was there just music presence?
Just music presence. It was just holy. It was so pure. I mean, you couldn't even, if you tried to sing, you couldn't even keep up with it if you were, you know, in your flesh. It was just so, I don't know, music notes that I've never even heard on earth. They were so clear. I mean, there's just no flaw in it at all. It was just, the tone is just beautiful.
Did Jesus talk to you?
Yes.
Tell me what he said.
Well, he told me he loved me, and he, you know, we just kind of talked about different things in general, but then he said I had to come back, or he wanted me to come back, and I said, well, how come I can't stay? Because I didn't want to stay before.
Well, your daughter stayed. Why can't you stay?
Well, he said, I have something different for you to do. And when you're finished, you can come back home again.
Did he tell you what that different thing was?
No, but he said I'd know each step of the way. And I started to cry, but I had agreed to come back. And I knew I had to because I had given my word, and your word, you know, that's it.